This is the Nerdgasm Network Movies and Television Show Podcast. Episode 1, It's Not a Spoiler! Welcome to episode 1 of the brand new Nerdgasm Network Movies and TV Show Podcast. I am your host, Ryan. Sitting in with me is my co-host, Josh.
Hey, what's going on?
Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
And Darius.
Hello.
What's that about?
All right.
Okay. Anyway.
Let's roll out into general housekeeping as we do on all of our shows. Big stuff coming down the pipes at Nerdgasm. We have new equipment, so we all sound very radio-like and sexy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And aside from that, we've got our new website launching. Our web designer is working really hard to get that up, so once that's up and posted, things are going to be great. In the meantime, we are still using the WordPress site, so just keep an ear to the ground for that. Also, tonight we recorded the video game podcast, the Beergasm podcast, this movie podcast, and we're going to try and record the anime podcast as well. So all of that will be posting at the same time. If you're listening to this, you will be able to go and listen to the other shows, too. So get on there and check those out. That'll take care of general housekeeping. Before we go any further, spoiler disclaimer. This podcast will discuss in depth movies and TV shows. If we're going to particularly spoil something, we will probably we'll do our best to try to let you know and give you a warning. We try to keep the spoiler discussion to stuff that's older. Older movies, older TV shows. But newer stuff might get flung around here and there. You have been warned. That will take us on into our first fantastic topic. What the H are you watching? Josh, what the H are you watching?
Pretty much late night Adult Swim.
Like what?
King of the Hill.
That could be one of 100 things.
It could be one of 100 things. King of the Hill, Family Guy, American Dad, Aqua Teen.
American Dad, I wasn't a huge fan of initially, but it really kind of grew on me.
Yeah, it grew on me too. Same with me. Absolutely.
That's what happened to me. I'm not really watching much of anything. Futurama just ended, so I'm...
Did you catch up on the episodes that you missed? I know you said you missed a couple of them.
No, I haven't. I need to do that. I've missed about 3 or 4 of them, so I need to catch up.
Yeah.
Outside that, I'm really just waiting for the fall season to start.
That's going to be, oh God. We'll talk about the fall season in a little bit. Yeah. That's going to be amazing.
Yes. Yep, we're going to talk about the fall season coming up.
All right, Eric, what the H are you watching?
Okay, well, as far as TV shows go, basically I've been watching a lot of Adult Swim too because I usually get home from work at a really late time, so just a lot of American Dad and Family Guy and King
of the
Hill.
You gotta get Netflix or a DVR, man.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
I know.
You really need to get on that.
But, let me think here. Oh, yeah, but I'll tell you I'm definitely not watching The Cleveland Show.
Oh, yes.
My name is Cleveland Brown. Sorry.
No, but, and as far as movies go, I saw Transformers 3. And
you just saw that?
Just recently.
Just recently?
That's the most recent.
Do you know when it came out?
Yes, I know when it came out. Okay. In the summertime.
Okay.
But anyway.
It's September now.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good movie. The only thing I didn't like about it was, and this is kind of a spoiler, so I'm going to let you know.
Spoiler alert. It's not too bad, though.
I need to get a sound clip of that.
Yeah, we do.
Spoiler alert!
Or Arnold doing it.
But, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler! Sorry, continue, Eric.
But anyway, the whole thing about, there was this whole, you know, what were they going to do to write Megan Fox out of the movie? And what
they should have killed her in a fiery death. Sorry, continue. I'm sorry, I'm done interrupting.
And what they did was they basically said in the movie that they just broke up, which I thought was really lame. I thought they could have done a lot more of the story, considering how the first two movies went between their characters. I thought they could have done a lot more with that.
Right.
Perhaps, like Ryan said, have her die. Maybe not in such a such a dramatic way, but
Bumblebee runs her over on accident.
Yeah. Like, thinking the same thing.
I don't know. Maybe she got it, you know, I don't know. She died somehow. That would have been better for me, honestly. I thought that was the only thing I didn't really like about the movie. I thought everybody did a terrific job. Shia LaBeouf, but he's not doing anymore from what I hear now. He's not doing any more Transformers movies.
Yeah, he's done. So.
They probably should not do any more Transformers movies.
You know, Michael Bay is done, too.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so see, they definitely need to stop them, because then what's going to end up happening is you're going to have, like...
It's going to be like Halloween, where they get, like, a new director each movie, and it gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Actually, well, Spielberg might do it.
And,
Oh, yay, Transformers, Home Alone Edition.
Wait,
that was John Hughes.
That's yeah, not, that was John Hughes. Yeah,
that's
John
not even the same guy. Yeah.
Well, the
that joke failed, I'm sorry.
Epic.
They kind of ended the movie in a way where they really can't really do too much else with it anyway.
They'll just reboot it.
Yeah.
It's what they do with everything else.
Oh, God, that would be horrible. But I really liked Leonard Nimoy's voice as... Sentinel Prime. I thought that was really cool, and he did a Star Trek quote in the movie, which I thought was pretty cool too.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
But also I saw what was that? I'm having a blank about what the title of the movie was now. Book of Eli. I saw the Book of Eli, and I really enjoyed that movie a whole lot.
That came out a while ago, didn't it?
Yeah, a year or two.
Yeah,
I was waiting for Darius to say something.
I really enjoyed the movie a whole lot. I thought everybody did a good job acting. Denzel Washington generally kills in everything that he's in.
It's pretty much amazing.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
Unstoppable.
Mila Kunis actually did a really good job as well.
Because she's hot.
Well, yeah.
My problem with Mila Kunis is whenever I see her, I just think of Meg from Family Guy. And that's it.
Yeah. Oh, really? Because whenever I see her, I always think of, what's her name?
That 70s show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and...
My pants come down. When I see
you. Gary Oldman was in it too, and he did a really good job. And
Gary Oldman's a boss.
Yeah. And also, if you're into indie music, Tom Waits is in the movie too.
I have no idea who the hell that is, Eric.
Well, if you're into indie music, Tom Waits is in the movie, so if you want to see Tom Waits
at... Spoiler alert.
That's not spoiler alert. Anyway. But
it's not a spoiler.
And generally one of the, and the movie, I liked it a whole lot, but the movie was really scrutinized on the internet because it has a lot of Christian religious themes in it.
Yeah,
it which does. Is okay with me, but a lot of people were saying, oh, I don't like movies that preach to me and stuff like that. And the thing about that movie is never once did it say, oh, you should become a Christian.
Well, and it wasn't the Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, I know. But never once in the movie did it say, you're going to hell if you're not a Christian or anything like that. And things like that, and a lot of people on IMDb were tearing it apart because of that. Oh, I don't want to see a religious movie, and this and that. I mean,
that kind of goes into a couple of weeks ago. We talked about like how people are blatantly like biased when they review games and stuff like that on the video game podcast, and I think that happens with movies a lot too. Where like,
oh, absolutely,
people bitch about the stupidest stuff when it comes to movies.
Oh, God.
I didn't like that movie. Why not? It's like. The director used a really funny camera angle for a couple of the scenes. I wasn't really a fan. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I hear it's a really great movie, but I've been meaning to watch it. It's one of those things on my list.
Yeah, I mean, and if
Netflix.
Yeah, it's on my it's on my queue.
If you're a Christian, then you'll really enjoy the theme of the movie. If you're not a Christian, I would advise you to try and ignore that and enjoy the action and the basic story of the movie is, a universal theme. So that's really all I have to say about that. I really enjoyed it, so I hope you will too.
Good deal. All right, Darius, what the H are you playing? Playing,
seriously,
watching.
Watching.
I don't I'm not even gonna okay, sorry Darius. What the H are you watching?
Thank you. Well, I'll have to start off with the different channels because I watch everything that I can get my hands on.
You do.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a loser. well, actually, right now, I just actually today finally watched, well, not finally, but saw the summer finale of Burn Notice. Love that show. New show called Suits. Been watching that. Can't wait for House to come back on. It's too much. Seriously, it's too much. Let's just say I watch everything on Channel 2, Channel 4, and Channel 7. How about that?
I'll give you that. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, and Psych is coming back on, too. So.
Is there anything that you're watching that's not syndicated TV?
Give us some. Give us
like
some
any
movies
or anything on Netflix or anything
oh,
like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Netflix, I've been watching The Office. Just
The British Office or The Office Office?
The Office Office is a British office.
Well, okay, sorry. The Brit. Sorry, The Office Office or the American bastardized version of The Office?
Yeah, the bastardized version.
Well, of course.
I
know I'm going to get hate mail for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you kind of are. Yeah.
I don't think that. It's just what the British people think.
Well, I mean,
it's what I kind of think.
You know
who
the executive producer is on that show?
No.
Yeah,
the guy.
Yeah, right. God. Forgot his name. Anyway, the one that was in the British version.
Yeah.
The Steve Carell's character.
I know his name too.
It's too. I know, right? Nobody knows it now, right? Because I can't.
Off the
Ricky
side of my
Gervais.
Head, no idea.
Yes.
Oh,
there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah,
Ricky
yeah.
Gervais.
Yeah, you pushed that one out, didn't
you? He was really big in the 90s, I think.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah,
was he?
Ricky Gervais. Yeah, he was.
What I love is he did the Emmys one
yeah.
year, right?
Yeah.
And he's I am not going to get invited back. And he got like a lot of crap from that, dude.
Yeah, he. Like, you can't even say much about
funny.
That other than, yeah.
Pretty much. But other than that, I guess, honestly, the last movie I've seen at the theater, which I'm really disappointed in, well, not disappointed in the movie, but disappointed because I normally go like every single weekend. But I've been having financial difficulties. Not really. I just haven't been going.
You're just lazy.
Yeah, that too. Well, yeah. I sleep a lot.
Hey,
who doesn't?
But the last movie I've seen in the theaters was Final Destination. The last Final Destination just came out. What, I think it was 5?
Did they call it 5 or did they call
it
like...
they called
it
5.
It's 5. And I'm not gonna spoiler alert it, but the ending is... It's a good ending. It's a very, very good ending to the movie.
Does it leave it wide? Oh, there's not even a leave it wide open because the story doesn't continue from movie to movie. It's just a bunch of people fall into the same situation and die horrific deaths.
Actually, it does a total opposite. To me, and this is the way I interpret it, it looks like it actually brings closure to the whole Final Destination.
Well, see, that's not bad then.
So, I mean, I would actually recommend seeing it because it's not... What was it, like 2 and 3 were like just extremely gory for just no apparent reason?
You know,
spoiler alert, you got plate glass windows.
That was amazing.
Kid.
That
yeah.
shit was like...
just exploded.
I remember that part.
That was...
Yeah.
The movie ended with... Final Destination 2 ended with a kid's arm landing on a table after a grill exploded.
Yeah.
I think I actually talked about that the last time we all got together and we ended up doing that little hybrid podcast.
I remember that, yeah.
But that's about it. I want to see Contagion. That just came out today, so...
That looked pretty good, yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, it has every single actor that's ever been in
it
a
does.
Movie.
It has an all-star
there,
cast,
so.
It does.
Yeah.
But you got to watch it for all-star cast, because
yeah, I do.
A lot of times, all-star cast
yeah,
really...
Sometimes they're not good.
Yeah, yeah. Not
anybody really. See the movie Valentine's Day?
tried not to. kind of actually did, but it wasn't...
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend tried to force me to see that.
Oh, they're actually making a part 2 of that, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny, because that was one of the worst-rated movies the past couple of years, so why the H would they try to do that?
I don't know.
Well, let's question this. Why are they still doing genre movies as well?
That was funny the first 15 times.
The first
yeah,
really, one time?
I'm really tired
two
of that,
times,
to
maybe?
Yeah.
Ocean's 11, I think, is the best... example of a good all-star cast.
That's
movie.
One of the yeah. That's one of the only movies where
yeah.
an all-star cast got together and it was really, really
that
good.
And,
all three of them. I love
that. And
I still
Mad
haven't
Mad
seen a third
Mad
one,
Mad
but
World.
I like the first two a lot.
That and it's
I know,
a Mad
I
Mad
the third
Mad
was pretty
Mad
good.
World was pretty good.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's older, but yeah,
that's older, but that's still pretty good. I can't see and I can't really think of anything else that was like that many people in it and it was still really, really good.
Action stars in Expendables.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
yeah,
that's
true. That's
yeah,
true.
To be
very
fair,
true.
That is actually okay.
We'll,
I'll
we'll,
give you that.
We'll probably get to that a little later here.
Yeah,
we will. Yeah, I'll give you that. All right. Well, I guess we'll move on into what the H I'm watching. I dropped the overemphasized H since everybody seemed to be really upset. And I scared the hell out of Josh.
Yeah, he scared out of
Josh. Josh was like, "Holy crap!" All right. I have been watching the crap out of MacGyver on Netflix.
Richard Dean Anderson.
Yeah, I love MacGyver, dude. I'm not gonna lie, it's a really good show. and like, I just really enjoy the hell out of it. I really do. It's a great show. I think it's just really enjoyable. And, like, I watch episodes whenever I can. I haven't been, like, sitting down and doing massive... Well, no, I take that back. I did do a massive marathon. I sat and watched, like, 8 straight hours of MacGyver one day.
Nice.
Wow. Doesn't happen often, but I kind of sat and watched, like, 8 straight hours of it one day. It's just a great show. I really enjoy it. Yeah, I mean, it's Richard Dean Anderson. I mean, come on now.
Patty and Selma. Yes. What you really need to watch is MacGruber. That's what you need to watch.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to watch it.
I think I'm all right without MacGruber. Other than that, I've been watching, like, reality junk. Been watching America's Got Talent. They got some pretty good people on that this season. What? What? This is the Movies and TV Podcast. That is a TV show. Thank you very much.
It's not a TV
show.
That is a TV show.
It's an American version of a British show, but still.
Oh, so is The Office.
I know. Hey. So is anything Simon Cowell does.
I've been watching that. And as far as movies go, I did just recently watch Inception.
What do you mean recently?
Didn't you call me over to watch that?
Just recently, or not Inception. I still haven't seen Inception. Shutter Island I saw recently, not Inception.
Another one I haven't seen.
Shutter Island is a really, really good movie. You have no idea what's going on throughout the entirety of the movie.
That's right.
I'm not going to spoil it because Josh has not seen it.
I haven't seen it.
It's a very, very good movie. You have no clue what's going on throughout the entirety of the movie. And once it unfolds, you're like, holy crap. And it's a movie that's designed, the director actually said it's designed that you're supposed to watch it twice. Once having no clue what's going on, and then once you know the outcome and you notice things. There's things in the background that you notice. So that was a really, really good movie. I sat down and watched that. Other than that, I've just kind of been watching different stuff on TV. I'm really looking forward to Dexter coming back in October.
Right. You and everybody.
It'll be the last season, is what they're saying. We'll see what happens. But I'm really excited for that. That looks really great. I don't know. I'm really stoked about Dexter. I'm really stoked about... I've been really just thinking a lot about Dexter, and I'm watching a whole lot of MacGyver.
Do you know that I have Inception on Blu-ray?
I have Inception on Blu-ray also.
I think everybody has Inception on Blu-ray but me. I need to...
We're going to have to bring it over and watch it.
We'll have to watch that, yeah.
And The Town, too. I don't know if you've seen that.
The Town?
The Town.
The Town. No, seriously. That's a Ben Affleck.
That's not Shyamalan, is it?
No.
I'm thinking of The Village.
No, it's directed by Ben Affleck. And it's amazing. You really seriously have to see it.
All I really know about it is these people go and kill other people in nun masks or something.
You just have to see it.
Okay.
Another good movie that I just recently saw was The Fighter on actually on Netflix.
Yes, I heard that it's supposed to be very good.
That's like... It's unbelievable.
It was up for Best Picture, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I believe it. But it won Best Supporting Actor, Christian Bale, you know, the angry individual who yells
Key
Grips, and yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, the worst Batman voice ever.
I'm not wearing hockey pants. That's such a good movie, but that's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah.
That's almost as ridiculous as The Ice Age!
Yes.
Not a tumor.
Okay, here's a good topic for you. Totally going off topic. That's okay, though. What's worse? I'm not wearing hockey pads or The Ice Age.
I really don't know.
Would you say the Schwarzenegger one-liner voice is worse than the Batman voice that Bale did?
I would.
No, because you expect Schwarzenegger to just expect that voice. Like, you know that voice. Right. Whatever he says, I have a headache and I need a Tylenol, it's going to sound ridiculous because that's just who he is. The Christian Bale, to me, actually, the Christian Bale Batman voice, I didn't notice when I first saw the movie. I didn't notice it until he was holding the Joker over, you know, upside down on the ledge.
Right.
And that's when it really started to get bad for me.
The end of the movie?
Yeah, and then when I saw it again, I was like, oh, he's... increasing
and then you notice, notice like in the beginning, you were like, wow, he really is kind of, I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Yeah,
And he didn't notice that at all in the
That's
first
almost
one.
Like in RoboCop 2, where RoboCop gets bluer and bluer as the movie goes.
Yes, he does. He does. Yeah, if you watch the movie, by the time they hit the third movie, you're like, he's totally blue. And you're like, he was not blue in the first movie. He was silver. Why is he blue? all right, let me move us onward into movie please, headlines then. Eric, you got the first four. Those are your headlines.
All right. We have, first of all...
Speaking of funny voice actors...
we have, first of all, Vin Diesel posts concept art for Chronicles of Riddick 4 movie. It's not surprising. He's really excited about this movie, and actually so am I, because I really enjoyed the first two.
Well, the first two movies are awesome.
The first two movies are awesome.
He owns the franchise, doesn't he?
Well,
that's,
no.
That's his thing?
It's, well, him and the director have been working on it for the past, you know, three movies.
Yeah, and he said he's really excited about concept art and CGI and stuff like that. So I guess there's going to be some CGI in the movie too, which I'm not completely excited about. But
well, no, you got to figure though, CGI doesn't mean anything other than really great special effects. I mean,
yeah,
everything worth its weight in gold nowadays. Transformers, half that whole movie is CGI.
Well, yeah, that's
Avatar
true.
Was CGI almost entirely.
Yes,
that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's really excited about this, and so am I. I mean, if you've seen the movies, you would know that they're pretty badass. So.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Number two.
On to the next one. Details emerge for Stan Lee's Avengers cameo. This is not surprising at all, because
no,
he always does cameos in all his movies.
He did Spider-Man, I think, twice at least, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a titian hawk, but it's okay.
Yeah. But
he can do it.
Yeah.
Well, he's 147 years old. So,
148.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this was that year. I forgot.
They and in the article they say how he's going to appear in the movie. Spoiler alert: he's sitting behind Captain America at a table.
Oh snap!
At a table.
At a table?
Yeah.
At a table.
Not a table.
A table.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Let me see here. It's he's sitting behind Chris Evans at a table in the coffee shop. So, just in case you can't pick him out really clearly, that's what he's going to be doing.
Well, he looks like the Crypt Keeper, so I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you can find him in a crowd.
Hello,
fellow readers.
He seems like a good guy, though, but he does like the Crypt Keeper.
Okay. Yeah. Hello, I'm Stanley. And it's like, you...
Okay. On to the next one. This one's about a TV show. Steven Seagal denies puppy killed during TV reality show raid. How many of you guys have seen his reality show on
I have
A&E?
Not.
I would rather stick a needle in my eye.
I've seen clips through the soup.
Okay, well, it's called Steve. I've actually seen one or two episodes of it.
Steven Seagal Lawman.
It's called Steven Seagal Lawman. It's pretty much just a basic, you know, cop reality show. Like
if
Cops.
Steven Seagal was the only cop on Cops,
yeah, much.
And they were in like the mountains.
Yeah,
my favorite is there was a clip on the soup, and there was just some guy who's starstruck. Oh man, you're Steven Seagal! Can I have your autograph?
That happens a lot, apparently.
No, you
show.
Can't have my autograph.
No, you're under arrest. No, come on, sign something.
But anyway, I guess what's going on now is that he did he was going to raid an illegal cockfight and he bought okay.
Sorry, continue.
Anyway, and he brought a tank, I guess, with him, and they had a bunch of police officers, and apparently...
Wait, a tank?
Yeah, he brought a tank.
A tank, as in, like, with tracks and a big gun?
Yeah.
A tank?
Yeah, they brought a tank with them to...
That is so not necessary. To raid a cockfight.
Yeah.
That's not necessary.
It's totally not necessary. I guess, what ended up happening was, apparently, somehow the family puppy died... And they blamed it on Steven Seagal, basically, which is not surprisingly.
Unless he ran it over with said tank, I don't think there's really any issue to be discussing here.
Yeah, but apparently he's getting sued for it, too. The family decided to sue him for killing their puppy, but...
It's because it's Steven Seagal. They're he's got money coming out of his ace.
Yeah, and
which
another,
is why
but
he's
he doesn't.
Doing the reality show.
And another thing, Steven Seagal has been involved in a controversy with him having sex with maids or something that live in his house.
He's Steven Seagal, dude.
Yeah, so, I mean...
He's got all sorts of crazy stuff going on.
I guess they're feeling they can milk it for all it's worth or something like that. So
right.
It's not surprising to me. But.
Honestly, just really have one question out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
on the show does he run?
You know what? He sprints, but he doesn't really run.
Okay, I only asked that question because
he doesn't run in any movie ever.
They show clips of his upper body, and then they show clips of his legs. They never show clips of the whole body running. It's pretty.
You know what? You're right about that.
It's hot, and I'm pretty sure those on his legs running because I don't know if he can.
Well, you also have to realize that now he's like 87 years old. So
wow,
it's pretty difficult for him to run long lengths of time. So
yeah,
he only sprints on the show. It's kind of funny.
Absolutely. So he's pretty much only dangerous when he's like right in front of you, right?
So
okay. Pretty
Steven
much.
Seagal doesn't run, but I can tell you what Steven Seagal does do: some kick-ass music. No kidding, this is actually Steven Seagal music.
Wow.
Give it a minute. I stumbled across this on accident one day. Somebody was like, yeah, Steven Seagal's a pretty accomplished guitarist. I was like, no, he's not. Wait for it.
Yep, totally, that's Steven Seagal.
Yeah, totally sounds like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
So, Steven Seagal don't run, but he sure does play a mean guitar and sings like Steven Seagal would sing. You know what I mean? It's
okay, all right. Moving on to the last of my headlines. Smurfs make it 4 in a row overseas. This is the Around the World roundup of the movies that are leading the box office in weekends overseas. Smurfs led the list, followed by Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Of course.
Followed by Rise of the Planet of the Apes. No. And the... Final Destination 5 came in last place.
I'm not really surprised because apparently the Smurfs are huge over in Europe. I believe that's the country of origin that the Smurfs was created
in.
Yeah,
it's something that came over here and like we embraced it, but not anywhere near as much as they did. It's kind of like it's kind of like how Hasselhoff is huge over the, over in Germany.
Over here,
everybody's kind of just like. Yeah.
Why did they keep him over there, though? I mean, he could have just stayed over there.
The Smurfs
there,
was created in the...
Should I play some Hasselhoff music now?
No, you're good.
No, it's all right, we're good.
I think the Smurfs were created in, like, Finland or Sweden or something.
Holland, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They look pretty Dutch, actually.
Yeah, something.
They look pretty Deutsch.
Yeah.
Why is it only one girl Smurf?
How
do they populate?
Really, I don't know, and I don't want to.
It's the one girl Smurf. That's how they populate.
Well, I'm serious though. I want to know because I would like to see that.
I have a question for the movie. Why is Hank Azaria Gargamel?
Because Hank Azaria is the greatest voice actor of all time.
He's pretty
next
good.
To Mark Hamill.
I was gonna say, whoa, wait a second. What about Mark Hamill? Or what about Jaleel White?
I have to
Jean DiMaggio.
I have to say one thing about the Smurfs movie. I'm not really all that excited to see it at all because generally when they do a live-action cartoon movie, it's kind of really horrible. So pretty much like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, too bad they're doing a third one.
Yeah, they are doing a third one.
Or a Garfield. The Garfield
one. Oh,
Things I am not particularly looking forward to.
Or Marmaduke, they did that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They did that.
Yeah. Bad abomination.
Yeah, that was...
Because it went straight to DVD. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Oh, and they're doing a Rin-Tin-Tin also. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, Rin-Tin-Tin actually might work.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, I'm going to let Ryan take the rest
of
them. All
right, let me take these ones here. This is my favorite headline of the day. Ben and Jerry's is actually releasing Sweaty Balls ice cream.
Everybody loves my Sweaty Balls.
Anybody who watched that Saturday Night Live skit, and I don't understand how you couldn't have seen that Saturday Night Live skit, apparently Ben and Jerry's is releasing a limited batch. This was announced. We found it on globalpost.com, but it was announced apparently a couple days ago. And it is literally just, it is exactly that. It is Ben & Jerry's limited batch Sweaty Balls.
Does it have Alec Baldwin on the front?
No, it does not, but Alec Baldwin does have a post on his blog or his Twitter or something saying something about, yeah, they sent me something about that a couple months ago. apparently it's vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
With a hint of rum and loaded with fudge-covered rum and malt balls.
That actually does not
sound
bad.
Actually sound pretty good,
that
but
does sound very delicious.
It's
I would be embarrassed going to ask for that.
Yeah, let's see. We're gonna have to go to the Ben and Jerry's and be like, "Hey, man,
want some?
Can I get a giant cup of sweaty balls? Can I get some sweaty balls in a waffle cone?"
Yeah, there we go. I can't even imagine how
bad news.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Eddie Murphy has been confirmed as the 2011 Academy Awards host.
Yes.
He's done like
what else is he doing right now?
Nothing, I'm pretty sure.
Raising children, much. I'm pretty sure.
Other than that, though, what was the last movie he did?
The last thing I remember him seeing him in was Norbit, honestly.
Don't bring that up.
Oh, I guess Ryan's looking it up now.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up IMDb. Let's see.
I'm pretty sure that's Dreamgirls. He was, I think,
briefly. I think Dreamgirls came out before.
He's doing a voice for there's no release date for it, but Hong Kong Phooey.
Oh, you know what he did do?
Dear. Are you serious?
He was in Shrek Forever After most recently.
Yeah, he did the Shrek movies as the dog. Oh,
another movie called 1,000 Words, but I don't think anybody here has actually heard of that.
No.
Okay, so going backwards, we got Shrek Forever After, then I've got Donkey's Caroling Christmas Tacular.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Imagine That. Meet Dave. Oh, that was a real good movie.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Shrek The Halls, Shrek the Third, Norbit, Shrek Smash and Crash Racing. Dreamgirls.
Yeah, okay. He was in Dreamgirls.
Okay.
He's played Donkey in about 35 different things. That's what he does now. He plays Donkey.
Yeah.
That's kind of
Shrek's
sad,
Bunny
really.
Donkey. Yeah.
He can do that, though. Like, I'm pretty sure you can get him for your birthday party or something.
I don't know. It's Eddie Murphy being Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I want the 4th Beverly Hills Cop movie. They were talking about that. Now, I don't know. There's nothing. All right, let's move on to the next one. Expendables 2 locks in Schwarzenegger and Willis.
I'm not really surprised about that either.
I'm not surprised about it either.
Well, the Schwartz ain't doing jack right now, especially since he knocked up that one broad years ago.
And he's...
She was pretty ugly, too.
I would honestly like to see more of them in the movie than was in the first one.
The two I think that should be in it, because they got left out, are Seagal, of course.
Yeah, but he's too busy doing
his...
He's too busy running dogs over with tanks.
And people will probably disagree on this, but he was part of the action film
JCVD.
Era. Yeah, Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Of course.
I did hear they approached him for the first one, but he said he's too busy.
Really?
Doing what?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard he was too busy to do it. And
doing horrible movies.
You know,
like
as long as they really got Terry Crews back in, that's all I care about.
Yeah, that's all. Who cares about anything
as long as they got Terry Crews and he has that shotgun that he had in the first one.
Doing
Old Spice Black and Blood Wash.
Jean-Claude Van Damme doing...
Jean-Claude Van Damme doing what Jean-Claude Van Damme does.
Horrible movies like Street Fighter.
Oh, okay. Hey. Oh.
Of course!
Okay. All right. That's a Raw Julia.
That was Raw Julia.
We talked about that last time too.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, let's move on. Harold and Kumar Christmas confirmed via new posters. Now they did officially announce this movie, but there really wasn't anything. It was like they announced the movie, but then that was it. And then
nobody heard anything
about it for like a long time.
Right.
Now they came out with some posters. It's just like them standing there with MPH
and White Castles, maybe.
Yeah. Well, no White Castle, but it looks like it's a movie that's coming out now. So they basically released the posters, and that kind of confirmed. A lot of people were like, "Is this actually going to be coming out?"
But they got a trailer out for it right now.
Yeah, and so and it's like the posters emerged, and then the trailer came out. So, yeah. Not going to lie, I had another topic here, but I didn't read it before. What I had was Film School Rejects releases the list of 6 things the film industry doesn't want you to know about.
Okay.
And apparently number 6 is tricky Hollywood accounting.
Hmm.
I'm not surprised by that,
I mean,
honestly.
I don't really know what to say about this. Extorting theaters, that's not surprising.
Not
fake reviews isn't surprising. No, that's number 4.
Not surprising. These are supposed to be secrets?
Yeah, I'm not even going to read. Copyright bullshit is what this one says.
Nice.
That's number 3. I don't know.
What do they mean by that? Yeah.
Strangling consumer choice is number 2, and then stealing scripts is number 1. Well, that list sucked.
Yeah.
Okay, word to the wise, I'm going to have to start reading things before the episodes kick off.
I got one other thing that I've been kind of wanting to mention, but
what you got, dude?
About the RoboCop reboot.
Ah, yes.
That apparently I thought was not going to happen, but apparently it's going to happen now again. If you've been following this at all, Darren Aronofsky was actually supposed to be the original director.
Right.
But he disagreed with the studio, MGM, on their philosophy about making a 3D version of it. He didn't want it to be 3D, and he didn't want too much CGI in it either.
Right.
So he dropped out of the movie, and for a long time they didn't have a director. And I guess they picked up another director, and now they have a writer for it. The writer's name is Josh Zadumer. I have no idea who that is. And the director is Jose Ped. I have no idea how to pronounce his last name.
That's good news.
But anyway.
always.
So, I don't know how I really feel about this. I generally think that most of the cult classic movies should be pretty much left alone. As far as that goes, three I can name right off the top of my head. RoboCop being one of them. Back to the Future being another one.
Mm-hmm. Eric, the 2004 RoboCop movies are the best thing ever.
Totally.
Yes, actually, that was a miniseries. It was a made-for-TV miniseries, yeah.
Nice.
But yeah.
They're still amazing. We're going to watch all four of them after we record this.
Okay. And The last movie would be Short Circuit, which they are doing a remake of.
They are doing a remake.
They do not need to do a remake of that movie.
No, they are.
Is the Goots going to be in it?
I don't think so.
The Goots?
Steve Guttenberg, of course.
Come on now, seriously?
I know who the Goots is. I was just saying, the Goots.
The Goots.
Also, they're doing a casting call for who they want to play RoboCop as
Peter Weller.
Peter Weller's replacement.
Nope, Peter Weller.
Yep,
it should be Peter Weller, but
it's not. You know,
it's going to be Peter Weller.
They're not going to do it.
Guess who? These are three of the choices that they.
Jaleel White.
Oh, that's good.
And RoboCop wouldn't eat that.
RoboCop that... tripping over something. Did I do that?
RoboCop would eat chili dogs instead of. It's not like the Hedgehog joke. I'm sorry.
RoboCop busts in.
Sorry.
Has he touched you in a way or place that makes you feel uncomfortable? That's no good.
Apparently, these are the three leading choices for who they want to play RoboCop in this new movie. Keanu Reeves.
No.
Bad news.
No.
Yeah.
He's like the first actor they go to for anything.
I can't see that working.
Like the Akira movie. They're like, oh, Keanu Reeves. No. No.
Well, he would... Peter Weller brought a lot of emotion to that role that I think suited it very well. But Keanu Reeves is emotionless.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
I know Kung Fu.
I'm going to punch you with my metal fist.
So you can come
bogus.
You can come with me if you want. I don't really care.
Okay, who's the second one, dude?
Tom Cruise.
No.
No.
That is the worst idea in history.
You have a 4'9" RoboCop.
No, he would have his little shoes on.
4'9" RoboCop that preaches Scientology.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, Tom Cruise would probably look a lot like Peter Weller with his hair cut off, but no.
It's Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
All right. Who's the other one? I don't. It's gonna make
number
me mad
three
too.
Is Johnny Depp.
No.
I know.
You can't just put Johnny Depp
this,
in every
this
single
is a,
movie.
Yeah, this is a thing, all right? People are always like, oh, Johnny Depp can do anything. So you could say Johnny Depp, and that immediately makes me want to see the movie. Here's the thing, though. No. Okay? Like, if they would have been like, yeah, the new Star Wars movie is going to have Johnny Depp in it, I would have been like, son of a bitch. No. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
You know the reason why they're thinking Johnny Depp, right? Because of Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, boy.
It's really? It's because of Edward Scissorhands.
He did that movie like 20 years ago.
I know.
That's true.
I know. But they're thinking, oh, he kind of looked like RoboCop looked, so maybe we should
not really.
Choose him.
Yeah. Not really.
Yeah, all these RoboCop...
I'd be more likely to choose the guy that did Edward Penis Hands before I choose Johnny Depp.
A That was pretty sweet.
All these all these actors would be horrible. So besides Peter Weller, who if Peter Weller couldn't do it, who would you like to see do it, maybe?
Oh, I have no clue.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Noble Cop.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
It's not a tumor. Okay, anyway.
It's just my face.
Okay, well, maybe we can think about that and bring it up next week again.
Yeah, everybody kind of come up with your own shenanigans.
I think that would be a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Okay, I guess we're going on to the next segment now.
All right, next segment, coming soon to a theater near you.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
There's not really a whole hell of a lot coming out this week.
No.
I just grabbed a list of what's coming out this week, and I don't really particularly care about any of these movies. But apparently we have I Don't Know How She Does It on September 10th.
I don't know how she does it.
starring Sarah Jessica Parker.
She looks like a horse.
I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there. She does not look like a horse.
She looks like a horse. She is... No, she looks like a horse.
She does not. Matthew Broderick doesn't think so.
Yeah, well, Matthew Broderick is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, a
little bit. But
Don't
do what?
That's Ferris Bueller.
It is.
Yeah, and then... Yeah,
that's Ferris Bueller.
It's also Inspector Gadget. We saw how good that movie was.
And then...
Wait, no. Well, yeah, that's no, the first... French Stewart is the second one, so that's...
After...
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. French Stewart.
After Ferris Bueller, he pretty much did nothing notable.
He did Broadway.
He did the producers.
Yeah.
He was pretty good at the producers.
Okay, I'll give it that.
I think that they should have come out with a sequel to Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day On.
The remake coming.
You know what's funny is I was going to make that joke too, you son of a bitch.
Family Guy. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so apparently they've got that. We've also got Drive coming out on September 13th. This is starring everybody's friendly neighborhood. Looks like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
It is Ryan Gosling.
That movie looks terrific. That movie looks really good. I can't wait to see that.
It does actually look
pretty fantastic, I have to admit. Yeah. He stars as a Los Angeles wheelman for hire, stunt driving for movie productions by day, and steering getaway vehicles for armed heists by night.
And Hellboy is in it, too, so you know you got to see
Ron Perlman?
Yeah.
Ron Perlman, I can't see him as any... He's a pretty ugly dude, to be fair. Like,
he has
like,
a huge forehead. He was perfect for Hellboy.
He reminds me of Mickey Rourke.
I was going to say, he kind of reminds me of Mickey Rourke, and then he's just ugly as shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a really ugly dude.
I'm pretty sure he's doing something for The Hobbit coming up next year. He might be with, like, the Goblin King or something.
Is he going to be one of the
like
Hobbit's
an
feet?
Or something?
He's
really good
at
Sons of Anarchy. I love that show.
He's going to be some, you know,
some monster,
some monster
or something like that. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, and then I have Straw Dogs coming out on September 15th.
Straw Dogs?
I don't really know a whole lot about this movie, to be honest with you, but...
It has Alexander Skarsgård.
It looks like it's a remake of a movie from the 70s.
Is it?
L.A. screenwriter David Summer relocates with his wife to her hometown in the Deep South. There, while tensions build between them, a brewing conflict with locals becomes a threat to them both. Sounds, you know...
Eh. It might be worth checking out when it comes out on DVD. But yeah, also, Lion King 3D.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, that'll be a limited run.
Two weeks. Yeah, and also there's a movie called Restless that's having a limited run too. That I actually watched the trailer for this on Yahoo Movies, and it actually looks pretty decent. It's about this guy who falls in love with this woman who's dying of cancer. So it actually looks pretty good.
Let's see.
All right, I guess we'll move on to our next segment then. Coming soon to Blu-ray and DVD. I have X-Men First Class on today, September 9th.
All right.
Haven't seen that yet. I hear it's pretty good.
It's very
is it just me or was it just in theaters like 2 weeks ago?
It was. It
seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like it was just in theaters like a couple of weeks ago. That's really crazy.
I heard it's the best one since the first movie.
That's what I've heard. See, I enjoyed the third one. I don't know.
I haven't seen the second or third one. That's mostly because I heard the second and third one were kind of,
The third one was good.
I don't remember anything about the second one at all. The second one kind of Yeah, I don't remember anything. Yeah,
I didn't like the third one at
See,
all.
I didn't like a lot one. Of people I know didn't like the third
the,
one.
The reason I didn't like it was, spoiler alert.
Don't worry, I don't care.
how they were able to no longer have mutant powers.
I think
even though the mutant powers didn't actually disappear, if you paid any attention to the end of the movie.
I mean, well, Magneto, whatever. That's Magneto. He does that. That's him. That's what he does. No, I mean, but just the thought that possibly I'll give you a shot and, well, your powers are... Well, they could have killed him at that point. Like, they could have shot him with the dart and then shot him with a bullet.
True.
Killed him. And yeah. Stopped him. But,
they can't do that. He's Magneto.
Well, no, he's Magneto. Right. Yeah. Which... Ian McKellen, really? Yeah.
Was it kind of like when really? They wiped Logan's memory in the Wolverine movie, and you were like,
Are you talking about Origins?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't talk about Origins.
So this whole
movie was horrible.
So this whole movie
didn't
happen.
I
didn't
think it was horrible. I thought
that
was pretty good.
It was decent. I think it was decent.
It was better than Max Payne.
Okay. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. But do you remember the scene where he was in the alley with Gambit and Sabretooth, and Gambit was on the fire escape, and Gambit was on the ladder steps, and Wolverine decided to start just clawing at the steps? That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in a movie ever. It just looked... oh my God, it was...
You want ridiculous... Okay, that movie, before it came out, when it wasn't even in theaters yet, a bootleg copy of that movie got out without any of the special effects.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... somebody from work gave me a copy of it, and I never ended up watching it until after I saw the original movie. I pulled it out, and I was like... I gotta check this out. It's ridiculous. Like, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
There are, like, he's sitting there fighting. He doesn't have the claws. It's just him, like, swinging around and stuff. It kind of makes the movie better because it's a little more comical.
Interesting.
And really, I think what irritated me the most was throughout the whole movie, but the majority of the movie, Sabretooth is trying to kill Wolverine. And then at the end of the movie, he saves Wolverine's life.
They're
what
bros.
Is that about?
They are bros.
No.
Bros
no.
before hoes.
No, their life is bro.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
Okay. All right. The next movie we got coming out on Blu-ray and DVD, Citizen Kane Ultimate 3-Disc Edition, is coming out on the 13th of September.
I'm pretty sure I'm, out of the four people here, I'm the only one that has seen that film.
You're correct, I assume.
I have not seen it. I've been meaning to watch it for years, but I never got around to watching
it. Was it like
18
hours long? Is it?
No, it's not. It's
no,
only a couple.
It's an older film. It's regarded as one of the best films ever made. I remember
Friday.
That's what I hear.
Oh, totally. I don't remember much of it because I saw it at a younger age.
Don't be
age.
A menace.
I saw it at a younger age, but I'm willing to see it again. I don't know if I would pay for a 3-disc edition.
Well,
though,
no,
but...
it's the Blu-ray is like $65, and it's like $50 for the DVDs.
Yeah, and it's probably like the movie and like a documentary.
Bunch of extra garbage, yeah.
Although, what I remember, it is a pretty good film, but it might be a little on the boring side for most people.
Rosebud.
Yes.
You say Rosewood?
Rosebud.
Rosebud. Not Rosewood. Not Billy Rose.
It's the first line of the film.
I want to watch that now.
What?
Son of a bee.
What, Rosewood?
Yeah, the Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Oh.
You said Rosewood, which made me think of Billy Rosewood, which made me think of Eddie Murphy, which made me think of Beverly Hills Cop.
So you're going to like to watch Rosewood while I'm around.
Rosewood? What the hell is Rosewood?
I get angry. You never seen Rosewood? Are you
no.
serious?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay. Just no, you don't.
Anywho.
Okay, moving on to the last movie we have on our list. Star Wars, the entire freaking series, comes out on Blu-ray.
Are they going to stop? Seriously?
Comes out on Blu-ray September 6th. No, because it's coming out in 3D in theaters eventually, too.
No, they got to stop.
No,
okay.
It's legitimately happening.
Actually, I wish they don't stop because they actually made more edits to this version.
No!
Yes, they give Vader another no line. Twice.
Have you ever seen that meme thing where it's Vader turns on a light and it's on?
Yes. what they do is at the end of Return of the Jedi, there's a silent scene, and for anybody that hasn't seen this film,
if you haven't seen this film, too damn bad. Spoiler alert, my ass.
when he throws the Emperor into the core,
I haven't seen it.
Originally in the original film, it is blank.
There's it's nothing. Just Darth Vader just kind of like picks him up and throws him into the void because he's like, don't kill my son.
In this
and
version,
you understand why he does it and it makes sense.
In this version, he utters a low no.
No. And
which
you're
I
like,
can
okay,
tolerate.
All right, fine.
But then he does, after that, he does a little more comedic, no!
And he picks him and he's like, no!
Yeah.
It sounds like they just rehashed the no from that third movie.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's smaller edits, like the Ewoks blinking are added in, big whoop. Yoda's CGI in The Phantom Menace, big whoop.
Yeah.
But that's the one that most people are complaining about, editing of two no's.
I'm still really excited about it because...
I think it'll be good. I mean, I will eventually pick it up. I think it's pretty
absolutely.
Boss.
I probably will, even though it's edited to a point where I don't really like a scene.
Well,
but...
Dude, when those came out on DVD for the first time, is it just me or first off, does Star Wars always like take forever to come out on whatever the new generation is?
They always do.
Yeah,
because
the
DVDs,
absolutely.
It seems like, didn't come out until like 2006.
Yeah.
I think
something.
The only format it didn't really come out in, like...
Laserdisc?
Well, I was about to say VHS, like it came out pretty...
Well,
on the level there.
No, but like on DVD, like when they went through and they did the change on the DVD where they changed the Anakin Skywalker at the end of Return of the Jedi,
I was pissed. It was Christian Slater, right, at the end?
Christian Slater?
No, Christian. Damn, who was it?
Hayden Christensen.
Christian
Slater was not in any of the Star Wars movies.
Yes.
Although he should have been. he should have been.
Hey, Luke.
It was something with Christensen.
He just
Christian
Elvis,
Slater.
That is. No. It was.
That's
you know.
All.
That's not even remotely. No, he's not in any of those movies,
yeah,
though.
Thank goodness.
Epic fail.
Yeah, that's me confusing several actors again.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be good. I'll pick him up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, let's hang on. Hang on. Let's hang on. We're going to hang on here, and we're just going
to
sit. All right. No, we're going to move on to our next topic, which is real discussion. This is basically the special topic kind of thing that we had going on, which is now Master Debation on the Video Game Podcast. Keep your Snickers down. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do it.
Awesome.
We're going to call this one Real Discussion, and it'll be our special topic discussion every single week. This week we have give a movie or movies that you absolutely love but that got terrible reception from the critics or people in general. This is basically a similar topic to the one that we did on the Video Game Podcast this week. Check that out. Same topic, just concerning video games. This one's on movies, though. Is there anything... we'll start with Josh. Do you have a movie or movies or TV show or anything like that people thought was complete balls but that you really liked?
Movies as in a plural, I'm not really sure. Movie, I would have to say easily the first one that comes to my head, Final Fantasy The Spirits Within. Lots of people hated that.
I still haven't
hated that. I really enjoyed it. It was... very different for Final Fantasy. A lot of people, it doesn't follow any of the Final Fantasy storylines.
The games don't follow the storylines.
It doesn't really have anything to do with Final Fantasy. I thought it wasn't too bad of a film. Regardless, the voice acting was but for a fully CGI film with CGI characters and everything, I thought it was good. However, that was the last film I think Squeenix did.
I think it was, yeah. Well, no. I mean,
well, their theater production team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the only film they did. I think they did that and, like, something from the Animatrix, and then they folded. TV show. That's a good one.
Nothing comes to mind.
I'm thinking of a couple.
Squidbillies?
Oh, God, no. God, no.
That show's awful.
I am not a fan of that show.
That is the worst idea for a TV show ever. It's
up there with Tim and Eric, really. But, show that some people hated that I liked. You know what? I can't really think of any right now.
All right, well, we'll move on to Eric then. Eric, what do you got? Movie that you loved that people thought was garbage?
Well, it was kind of mixed reviews on this, but Transformers 2, I liked it.
Darius doesn't like the racial undertone in that movie.
Yeah.
Overtone.
Overtone.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to call it an undertone. It should have been overtone, though. I totally
I didn't really like that about that movie either, but it got beat up a lot for being really long and stuff like that, too. But when you look at the other Transformers movies, it's about really the same amount of time as the other ones.
Length is not my problem.
Yeah, so.
Length is not my problem with
part 2. Yeah.
His
problem
with
part 2 is like, thug life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not
I've
only
been
that.
Podcasting for too long. I can't even do that correctly.
Which is why that Michael Bay said they weren't going to be in the third movie.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, because black people were furious. As much as I hate to say it, like, it was a huge, huge issue. Like, that movie came out and people went and saw it and, like, people were pissed. They were like, dude, that's disrespectful. And
I guess as a resident black person here right now, I will say on behalf of every single black person on the planet Earth. Because
you can speak for every one of them.
I can, because we hold that position. It was, you know, it was obvious, but, you know, at the same time, it is entertainment. You know, I don't really like Sambo characters, to be honest with you. I don't really dig that, especially animatronic Sambo characters. I don't know why that was even necessary for them to put that. But, you know, I do realize it was a movie to a certain extent. And honestly, that really wasn't the reason that I really didn't like the movie. I just didn't like it because it was bad. I mean, you know, it did have its moments where it was, you know, did have, you know, a lot of action, and it was, you know, it was fairly,
right.
I would say it was decent. I won't say it was terrible. I'll say it's decent. Like, I still watch it. I'll watch it again. Okay.
I got another one. Short Circuit 2. Ooh. Now,
speaking of movies with really bad racism.
A lot of people.
The fact that you had a white guy playing an Indian guy and being like extremely over the top with it.
A lot of people didn't like the fact that Steve Guttenberg and Ally Sheedy weren't in it. And because of that, it basically got shit reviews. But Fisher Stevens, Fisher Stevens is awesome.
Yeah,
if it
really
is okay
is.
With your mom and pop, could I maybe take you out for a hamburger?
I don't know how they let him get away with that.
That would never fly
today. I like
today.
Fisher Stevens, to be honest. I really do.
That would never fly today. Like, that is all. With as PC as we are, like, with the BS political correctness, that would never fly today.
But, yeah, I really liked I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was really interesting what they did with Johnny Five, particularly when he got beat up by those guys and he turned into the punk rock thug guy.
Yeah, that was
extremely bizarre.
It showed another side of Johnny Five, like he has more emotions than just being happy. Like, he actually could get angry and stuff like that. So it was really nice.
All right, Darius, what do you got?
Oh, well, as far as movies, I have to say Gigli. I absolutely love that movie.
Really?
I'm joking. No, that's no, I'm not. Say, I mean, I'm not serious. No,
that's
not
the
at
topic.
All.
I mean, if you're cool with it, whatever.
No, actually, I would have to say, I'm gonna say, and I know people here hate this movie or hate what he does, but The Village. I love that movie. All right. Okay. First of all, I love M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't hate M. Night Shyamalan. I thought Unbreakable was a great movie.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, most people said The Village was his last good one.
Yeah. Well, I've heard mixed reviews on it. I've heard a lot of people say they hated it, because see, here's the thing about M. Night Shyamalan. He is not a horror director, writer. He doesn't do horror movies.
No, he mostly does suspense.
Right, and that's and, but
people
but it's,
typically get those confused.
Right, but it gets sometimes it gets billed as a horror movie when you see, you know, the way it's advertised or whatever, and it's not a horror. He doesn't do horror movies. He does thrillers.
Right.
So, you know, suspense and thrillers. So when you go to see it, you expect to see some type of slashing monster in the movie, but when you find out what happens, it's like. I guess that's why people get upset, but I absolutely adored that movie. Like, I think I saw it 5 times in the theater. I love that movie. But I love M. Night Shyamalan.
You know what M. Night Shyamalan doesn't do good at? Action films.
Avatar.
Well, that's
that last Airbender Avatar movie.
Was awesome. Yeah, it was.
No.
I'm not even kidding you. I'm not even joking. I thought it was excellent.
You can't tell me that you liked The Happening.
I can tell you that.
No, you can't.
But I would be lying if I told you that. Okay.
He's like, oh, yeah, no, I could say that.
That happening was,
you know, I thought maybe. Honestly, that was the one that let me down the most. And I will be honest, because I love Mark Wahlberg, too. But I thought that the concept of I think it was lost. I think it could have been good. The Air, though? I mean, seriously?
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Mark Did Wahlberg that movie give you good vibrations? I'm sorry, I had
Stop.
To. I had to.
Mark Wahlberg, I like Mark Wahlberg. He's done Shooter's an awesome
Dude,
movie.
Shooter's an amazing movie.
It really is.
I mean, he was in Max Payne. That was great.
It was not. I'm sorry. You knew.
Okay.
The Departed, of course. Yeah.
But, Four Brothers.
They're doing Five Brothers, by the way, now.
The Italian Job.
Four Brothers is awesome.
Wait, Five Brothers. Is it Five Brothers or Five Brothers?
Five Brothers.
Four Brothers.
Oh. Yeah. No, it's going to be, the sequel is going to be Five Brothers. I guess he's the only one that's, you know, that's joined the cast, so to speak. So I don't know who else.
Oh man,
but
that's kind of disappointing.
I'm going to see that movie because Four Brothers is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Four Brothers
ever.
Is
I
an
love
awesome
that
movie.
Ever. Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody knows me, I'm a big fan of any movie that takes place in Detroit or happens in Detroit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
true.
What about RoboCop?
RoboCop. Yeah, I love RoboCop.
All of them.
Well, I love
all 18 of them.
I love 1 and 2. I have 3, just to say I have all 3 movies, but
I haven't seen the 3rd movie in years. But it's so bad, it really is.
Yeah,
I thought we sat down and watched all 3 of them.
No, we watched the first 2.
We didn't watch the 3rd one.
We watched 1 and 2 because 1 and 2 are actually pretty decent, okay. But the 3rd one is just shite.
I saw the trailers for that miniseries that Ryan's talking about. It looks awful.
RoboCop Resurrection, RoboCop Dark Justice.
They look
And there was
awful.
2 others.
Yeah, RoboCop grilled cheese sandwich or something like that.
That sounds so good right now.
It really does, doesn't it?
RoboCop grilled damn.
RoboCop Super Mega Death Christ.
That's right. 2000.
PC edition.
All right. Do you have any TV shows or anything on that list of stuff that people think is crap that you don't?
Actually, I do. Like I said, I watch a ton of television.
You watch more TV than anybody I know.
Yeah, it's ungodly, seriously. But no, there's this. Actually, 2 shows that were on FX, and I recently just found out they got canceled. One was a new show that they just came out with, I think, last year called Terriers, and the other one was Lights Out. Both of these were very good shows, like seriously very, very good shows, very good writing, but apparently, I guess, they didn't get enough viewers, which really irritates me because Jersey Shore is still on television. No. Right now.
Yeah.
The problem is people watch it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But and that is... I'll just say it. Death to all reality shows, except for, I guess, America's Got Talent, whatever.
I do watch. I watch The Biggest Loser. I watch America's Got Talent. And I watch every terrible iteration of, like, stupid crap that comes on VH1. Like,
remember,
you know, Rock of Love and all that.
Yeah,
just
remember
because,
that when we had the apartment together?
Yeah, just because that's Rock of Love. Those shows are a train wreck. But, I understand.
They are, but they, you know, and some of them are entertaining. But to me, they just take away from scripted television or real scripted television,
The problem is they're cluttering it up so that you've got decent shows that are getting canceled because of the fact that you know they're not pulling the viewers that American Idol is.
Right, and then what happens is when they put a television show on the air and they have the pilot episode or whatever, they may go through a whole season or cut it, you know, in the middle of the season and just scrap it. Mm-hmm. What happens is for that network, they now have to fill that time slot with something.
Yeah.
So why? If you don't have anything already ready to go, why would you cancel a show that already has viewers, has already been introduced? Why would you just, you know, just throw it away and get something else, do it every single year? Because there's going to be a ton of shows getting canceled. There already are.
Exactly,
And it makes no sense because if you already have a built-in fan base, it can only get higher. It's not going to... I really don't think those shows are going to get worse.
No.
And because it started off with really good writing, and I can see exactly where they were going with it. You know, it just really irritates me when I, because like I said, I watch just an insane amount of television. So when I see shows get canceled that really shouldn't have been canceled, I want to go to the network and with my assault rifle.
Ah, I see.
But I won't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just put that out there.
Really quick.
In my dream.
I did remember a TV show I liked a lot and got canceled pretty abruptly.
What's that?
People are probably going to laugh. Andy Richter Controls the Universe. I actually liked that show. That was a pretty decent show, and I think it got canceled around the same time Family Guy came back.
Is that the one where he had the family?
I don't know if it was the one where he had the family, but he was working in an office building.
Okay.
I think it was like...
Yeah, I don't remember that show very well.
He briefly went off Conan to do that show, and then it got canceled, and he went back to Conan.
Oh. I love Conan, by the
gotcha.
Way.
Gotcha.
You know, something that I read about on here, too, that I'm a little disappointed about, is the fact that apparently the Napoleon Dynamite cartoon has got stalled.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering what was going on with that.
They apparently only wanted to sign up for 6 episodes... And the writers thought that was a slap in the face, so now it's basically just stalled.
Oh, so
awesome. Instead of taking what they could get, they just decided to be like, no.
They wanted to do a miniseries, but instead they're like, no, let's make it full-blown.
You see, the problem is when things are only signed up for 6 episodes, they tend to not renew it, even if it's a popular show.
The only one I can think of that they renew is... Walking Dead, which is awesome.
Yes, I heard that was
supposed which to be wasn't even this miniseries. Wasn't even supposed to be an actual television show, but
it was a comic.
See, can't wait for that.
Yeah, and the same thing happened with Detroit 187.
That pissed me off so bad.
They only signed it up for 1 season, and
they didn't get renewed.
No. They said they were going to renew it, but because of this whole Rick Schneider BS about him.
Thanks, Schneider, by the way.
Thank
you for that.
Taking away the film credit or putting it on hold.
Yeah.
A different topic for
it kind of killed.
Really?
Yeah, that's something that will be discussed later.
Yeah, we need to discuss that later for sure.
Fair enough. I guess for me, I've got some stuff. I mean, as far as guilty pleasure movies for me, I mean, I've got several.
Don't say Roadhouse.
He's going to Roadhouse.
You knew he was.
You know, it's funny. That's
Roadhouse.
One of my movies is definitely Roadhouse. I'm sorry. You know what? If that movie's on, I will watch it. And periodically, I do get together with Dom, the host of the Beergasm show, with me, and we do watch Roadhouse. You know what? It's not a good movie, but I really enjoy
it. By any stretch of the imagination,
it's really not. It's really not. But you know what? I enjoy. It, and that's all that matters.
Apparently, you and Peter Griffin are big fans of that movie.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze whipping his hair in the wind, roundhouse kicking people. That's...
Putting people's faces through tables.
Roadhouse.
Another movie. You want to talk movies that no one's ever heard of before? Big Man on Campus.
Yes, you showed me clips of that.
Yeah, everybody hates that movie. My dad, it's some movie that was on HBO a long time ago. My dad... recorded it, illegally via VHS, like people used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
And I used to watch the crap out of it when I was a kid, and now I still watch it for nostalgic value. No, and people thought that was a terrible movie, and a lot of people haven't even heard of it. I think it's pretty killer. It's basically about this guy. He's like this guy that lives in this bell tower at this college, and he's got like a hunchback thing going on, and I don't know. So
it's the Hunchback of Notre Dame at college.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it is. They find him and they try to rehabilitate him and blah, blah, blah.
Sounds like a Disney movie.
It's pretty hilarious. I mean, it is actually a pretty funny movie. I really enjoy it. But, I'm trying to think of other movies that I like that are just complete and total trash. Hackers is pretty much not a good movie
at all. That is awesome. What are you talking about?
It's not a...
Hackers.
I love it, and I will watch the hell... It's one of my favorite movies ever, but it's not a good movie, particularly.
Hackers.
Johnny Lee Miller and...
Angelina Jolie.
I mean, and the black dude, I don't know what his name is.
The black dude, Lord Nikon.
The guy from
that.
I do know that. That's how much that hurts me.
That hurts you?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, and Matthew Lillard, of course.
Matthew Lillard was in it. He was the serial killer. Oh, man. That's... Yeah, no, that's... I want to watch that movie now too. Is that on Netflix? Is that no. If that has anybody here seen that?
I've seen it.
Oh,
I've seen it. Yeah,
of course you haven't.
Of course I haven't.
We're gonna. You know what I think we should do? I think every single week we should have the "What movie has Josh not seen?" topic.
God, well that would be like a 5-year affair right there, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we would have material easily. For the next like.
Years.
Yeah, we would have material forever. No, we pick on you because we love
Hackers,
you.
Star Trek 6.
Yeah, I mean, Hackers I would definitely toss onto that list. Beverly Hills Cop 3. A lot of people hate that movie.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people think it's terrible. It's the worst one of the series. I mean, I guess I can understand you saying that, but I love that movie. I think it's a great movie. I love all three of those movies. So I don't know, maybe I'm jaded because I like all three of those movies, but I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah, Beverly Hills Cop 3. Hell, I love that movie. I think it's great. I'm just trying to think of other movies. The problem is there's just so many because I do love movies. You know. I mean, I don't know. It's the problem is if I sat here and thought about it, I could just go and go and go and go. If I moved on to TV shows, MacGyver.
Yeah.
Every time I say I've been watching MacGyver, somebody's like, "What the hell, man? MacGyver sucks." I like MacGyver.
Have you ever seen MacGyver to know that? It
well,
sucks?
And
probably
MacGyver's
not.
MacGyver's more of a like the general public seems to think that show sucks, but like not so much critics.
It wasn't. It's not. It was that bad. It's not. Hell. You know, I mean, especially for its time. Yeah. I mean, it's it was relatively
there's definitely
good,
worse
you know?
Out there.
Yeah, no, that's something I definitely enjoy. Just about any iteration of Star Trek that's on, I usually tend to watch when those are on. Voyager and Deep Space Nine and stuff. A lot of people hate those.
Yeah, oh my God.
Enterprise.
I was really surprised by how many people do not like Star Trek Voyager. You know that?
I love that show, but people, really just don't seem to like it very much, and I don't understand why.
I don't understand.
If it's not Jean-Luc Picard, I don't want to watch it.
See, you're the reason that people hate that, though.
Yeah, see,
it's people like you that...
I've actually watched the entire Star Trek Enterprise series, and it's, it's not so good.
I haven't been able to get into it, just because it's so...
It's boring.
It is. Boring. I mean, and it's... It's, what the hell
it's
is the
so
guy
slow.
Name?
Scott Bakula.
Yes, or Bakula or
Bakula.
Quantum Leap.
Bakula. Yeah, it's Bakula Dracula.
Yeah, it's
anyway.
Either way, it's the guy from Quantum Leap, and he was also in Major League 3,
he was better.
Back to the Minors or something.
Yeah, he was better in Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So, I mean, he was in that movie and or that series as the captain. And,
there was nobody else notable in that whole series.
No, I don't know. I don't think anybody's done anything else since. I mean, yeah. So I've got like MacGyver. I've got like the Star Trek series.
On the other hand, from if you look at Star Trek: The Next Generation, a bunch of people are doing stuff from that series still.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got
Jonathan Frakes always does voice acting, and
the one guy does Reading Rainbow. Does he still do Reading
LeVar
Rainbow?
LeVar Burton. No, actually, I don't think he does that.
That was amazing when he was on Reading Rainbow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but
Patrick, I want to sing the song.
I know. I'm sitting here doing the same thing. I'm like,
and
the Reading Rainbow theme.
And of course, Patrick Stewart does all kinds of stuff. He does all kinds of plays and stuff like that.
Patrick Stewart is amazing.
Patrick Stewart is amazing.
Is.
Totally.
He really is.
Patrick Stewart
is
incredible.
He's a regular on American Dad.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. He plays
He's
Bullock.
The boss on American
he plays
Dad.
Plays Bullock's voice, yep. also, of course, William Shatner always does stuff. William Shatner's like some kind of multi-talented genius or something like that.
Well,
I think
show he did wasn't that great.
What?
Shit,
my dad says. It's Bleep, My Dad Says.
Oh,
by
I'm
the
sorry.
Way.
Yeah,
it's
is.
Bleep,
yeah.
My Dad Says.
I'm sorry. All
that's
right.
What they call it, yeah.
That's the name of the show.
I'm sorry.
Of course, Leonard Nimoy.
I saw it because
Leonard
of Will
Nimoy
Sanchez.
Always does stuff, too.
But I thought that show was pretty funny, though. And, I liked it.
They canceled it, though.
I'm pretty sure they did.
I really like William Shatner on Boston Legal when he was on that show.
Yeah,
that was a really good show.
Yeah, Boston Legal was a very good show.
I think because he was basically
practice.
He was pretty much playing himself as as a lawyer.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the cast of Star Trek Voyager is not faring as quite as well.
Kate Mulgrew is a bitch. No, this is the only reason that I say that, okay? She was on 89X in the morning, and for whatever reason, they were interviewing her, and she was a total bitch.
When was she on 89X?
In the morning one day, they were interviewing her, I think because of YumaCon or something. She was at some convention
in
Detroit. It might have been YumaCon or something like that. And the first thing she says is, do you have a really wide listenership? Like, do you have a faithful audience? Like, do you have a decent amount of people that are listening to this?
Oh, yeah.
And it was funny because after she hung up the phone and everything else, they were like, would she have hung up if we would have said no? But, like, she was, yeah, she's not a very particularly friendly person, apparently.
Well, and Kate Mulgrew apparently is not faring very well in her acting career anymore. Right now she's doing an Adult Swim show, NTSUV or something.
Yeah, and she's still riding on the coattails of Star Trek.
And she's gained a little bit of weight, and on the show she wears an eye patch.
Hmm.
Yeah. Arr. And also...
I had to, I'm sorry.
Robert Picardo. All I have to say is...
Robert Picardo is working on movies with Jaleel White, such as Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
Yes. Which is an awesome movie. No. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it.
He wants to smoke his giant, really super rare cigar.
It's the best movie of all time.
I think so.
But yeah, the cast of Star Trek Voyager is not faring very well.
No.
Jerry, Jerry Ryan's the only one that had any success out of Star Trek Voyager.
Jerry Ryan's
sure.
just, yeah, I'm but not she's sure. not really doing much. She's just hot.
Not anymore, but she did do Boston Public for a while.
Oh, yeah. She forgot about that show.
You know, Boston Public was a really good show.
She was on some later episodes of Law & Order SVU also, actually.
Yeah, you're right, she was. Yeah.
She's actually on a new show this season or something.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I saw a trailer for something.
She's one of those people that she shows up in a lot of different stuff. She's kind of like the Luis Guzman of TV shows. Luis Guzman is my favorite actor ever because he shows up. If you look at his IMDb, he's in like 9,000 movies.
He's in everything.
But it's because he shows up in like small roles here and there.
He's in everything.
He plays the same role in every single movie he's in.
Yeah, that's one show I really miss. It's Boston Public.
Yeah, that was a good show.
That was a really good show.
I was like, what, the Luis Guzman show? And I wasn't aware there was such a thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Just to backtrack, I just thought of it. A show that, you know, obviously, I guess enough people didn't watch, you know, because it got canceled.
Right.
Was Human Target.
I really enjoyed that. You know what's funny is I watched it.
It was good.
I watched it for a regular basis, like for probably the first, I'd say a majority of the first season. Mm-hmm. And then like, I feel like the scheduling got kind of wonky. So I stopped watching it. And then it was like, it was on for another season and it seemed like halfway through season two, it was gone.
Yeah. Well, it lasted a whole two seasons.
Is that it?
They just decided they were not going to bring it back, which really, really, because that was a very good show.
The same thing happened with Chase. I don't know if you ever watched Chase.
Yeah.
That was a really awesome show. We watched, Carrie and I watched that for a while and it was great. I thought it was amazing. Well,
Another show I really liked, but that got canceled and never got picked up. My Name is Earl. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
It ended on a cliffhanger and nobody picked it back up. They were searching for several networks. Nobody wanted to touch it because apparently it was offensive to some people.
What was offensive? My Name is Earl?
Yeah.
How was that offensive?
It was offensive.
Crab Man?
Yeah, I don't
No, I think they're talking about the whole, you know, southern.
Oh, okay. Well,
place set.
Whatever you do is gonna offend someone. You know what I mean? Everything you do is gonna offend somebody. Yeah.
The last four seasons ended on a cliffhanger, and I'm disappointed.
Well, Jason Lee is gonna get work doing whatever he wants to do anyway.
Yeah, no problem.
Kevin I know because he's already in that other show that actually
the
shows
same people. Yeah.
What same people?
Same producers.
Really?
I think. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a pretty good show. There you go. So, yeah.
You know, it's another awesome movie that got really bad reviews. Nazi Surfers Must Die. Totally joking.
No.
I'm completely joking.
No, you're not. You're serious.
If anybody's listening and you want a wonderful movie-going experience, see if you can beat us. Okay, go to Netflix if you have Netflix. Type in Surf Nazis Must Die. It's a really awesome movie that came out in 1987. Click on the movie and let it play. And see if you can get past the 10-minute mark.
15. I think we've reached 15.
Oh, okay, so it's... Okay, 15-minute mark. See if you can get past the 15-minute mark. We have watched this movie, the people sitting here, and several of our other friends included, a grand total of about 6 or 7 times. And we have still, to this day, not been able to get past the 15-minute mark because this movie is so bad.
It's really
bad. In one of the first scenes in the movie, if you look in the upper right-hand corner, you will see a boom mic just hanging out. Very obviously floating
yes,
there.
Yes.
Like, it's blatantly obvious. Yeah,
they didn't even try hiding it.
No, it's just, there's just a freaking boom mic just sitting there. So, go to Netflix, type in Surf Nazis Must Die. Surf Nazis Must Die. And see if you can beat our 15-minute record. No skipping. You have to sit and watch from the beginning credits. It's that movie is just confusing.
If you like post-apocalyptic movies,
let's talk about that for a minute. That movie is just confusing because there's a scene where it's just like a black woman sitting in a car rolling up the window, looking very freaked out and like sad.
Honestly, those 15 minutes, absolutely nothing happens.
No, it's just it's like a weird montage of like a city after an earthquake and like.
There might be a story later on, but we don't know.
A bunch of little kids with swastikas painted on their face.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty bad.
And they got surfboards next to them.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's where the surf Nazis come in, but I don't know.
And I don't know why they must die, but I guess they do.
Because they're Nazis.
Well, yeah.
And they surf at the same time.
Yeah, it's exactly. All right.
Well, taking this topic in kind of a slightly different direction, what about the Corndog Man? If you want to talk about movies that were not very good that a lot of people seem to think is amazing.
Really?
I watched the whole movie. The whole premise of this movie is basically there's this racist old white man that like sells boats at this place, and some guy that apparently is his son.
Spoiler alert.
This guy's his son, and I'm sorry, I forgot I was supposed to go. It's not a spoiler! some guy that's apparently his son, I guess, by rape or something weird thing. Either way, this guy just starts calling him and 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 calling him on the phone, like, constantly, and drives the guy completely insane and ruins his life. And I watched the whole hour and a half movie, and it was complete garbage. And I ended up finding on IMDb that it got really high ratings, and people seem to think it's the most amazing movie ever. I have no idea why.
I don't either.
It's because, I made some of the guys here sit and watch it, and they thought it was complete shite. And I was like, well, then I'm not insane.
Mm-hmm. Somebody is, though. Whoever liked it.
I don't know. Some people are into it.
Well, possibly people that like really bad films. There's those people out there.
Like Ed Wood?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Anybody that's a huge fan of Ed Wood?
Woo!
Anybody that's a huge raging fan of, like, Uwe Boll?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, you know you love the Blood Rain movies. Wait, were those Uwe Boll?
Yeah, those were Uwe Boll.
Yeah, okay. You know you love the Blood Rain movies. You know you love the Far Cry movie.
I heard his latest film actually was pretty good, but that's mostly because it's not based off anything, and I believe it's German.
Well, yeah, he's German, of course. What, really good? Like, where'd you read the reviews from, though? Was it, like, vondeutschland.de?
I don't know. Somebody told me.
Denmark.
Somebody told me that the ratings
Denmark is
were
DK,
actually,
I think.
DK.
Somebody told me the ratings were on the positive side, but barely.
Yeah, see, I don't...
Anywho.
I don't really know what the ratings were on this movie, but a movie that I thought was really awful was... Vanilla Sky. I don't know if that got good ratings or not.
I think it got mixed.
Yeah.
I
hated
it.
Well,
mixed reviews.
It was...
I hated it. I had no idea what was going on at all throughout the whole movie.
You're supposed to be on acid, that's why, when you watched it.
Yeah, Vanilla Sky goes into that category
kind of
movies
like
that kind of rolls with the Requiem for a Dream, Pie, Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
List of movies you have to be on cocaine or acid to be watching.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or at least drunk.
I see.
Yeah, no, I've tried drunk.
That
even drunk doesn't work.
Even
that's
drunk
why he
doesn't work?
Like it.
Okay.
No, because drunk doesn't cause you to
see
things like acid does.
This is true.
And you just get angry if you have a
I'm not going to start to get to do drugs just to watch movies. Sorry.
Well, okay.
Well, Darius
just say
can,
no.
Darius,
just
you know, can attest to the fact that it makes him 100 times better, though, you know.
I actually can't attest to anything.
Well, obviously, he didn't watch Max Payne while he was doing drugs.
Oh,
so.
Dude, but that's such a good movie.
Oh, stop. Stop, because you know it's not a good movie. You know the movie sucked.
It did not suck. It wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible either.
Really?
I like Max Payne. I thought it was all right.
No.
See, this is why we're doing this, because we all have different opinions.
Well, no, here's the thing. Like, you know, if you thought it was great, you know, that's wonderful. Let me explain to you why it wasn't great in my personal opinion.
I'm interested to hear this.
Okay. It makes no sense, number one.
It makes perfect sense. Well, they're drugs. They're on drugs. You want to talk about drugs?
Oh, okay. So then, right now, if we all get in the car and go down to Woodward and see all the wonderful people on drugs, they can do all these spectacular things too, right? Like they can.
Well, they don't have the drugs from that. It's a movie. Jeez.
Okay. All right. Well, how about Bullet Time? That Bullet Time, it was horrible.
Okay, the one thing I will say is the bullet time in that movie was pretty much equated to the terrible first person view from the Doom movie.
And yeah. it was just put in there because the name of the movie is Max Payne. That's the only
reason. At least Max Payne didn't feature anybody going, I'm gonna take a dump.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta say it could be worse.
That was a good part of that movie though. I mean
like the best part of that movie.
It really was.
The only other good part of that movie was The Rock shooting the BFG, and that was really the only other good part of that movie.
I think my favorite part of that movie Doom was the end credits when it went off and when I didn't have to watch it anymore. I think that was pretty much the best.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
Is it what?
nothing.
Nah.
So
Is that anybody else have any other movies that they got that falls under that?
Not really.
Oh, Purple Rain.
Wait, Purple Rain, like.
Like Prince?
Did you think it was good? Or
I thought it was awesome, and I don't know how you feel about it, but I thought it was great. Prince doing anything.
Are you being an ass, or are you being serious?
No, I'm serious.
I've never seen it. I mean, I don't know, like.
Of course you haven't. Of course you haven't. Purple.
I mean,
it was a good movie. I mean,
there's no singing in the Astrovan.
That's
right. You know what?
Inside joke. Sorry, guys.
Hey, all right. I think on that note, I'm going to cut it off right now. We are sitting on about an hour and 25 minutes now. So I think on that note, I will cut it for today. Darius leaving us off on Purple Rain.
All right.
All right. Oh, by the time this posts, we are going to have the video game show and this show and the Beergasm show posted up. So check out all those. NerdgasmNetwork@gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know what you think. And just keep an ear to the ground for the new podcasts and make sure that you kind of keep watching that RSS feed because we are posting news on a regular basis. We have a new website that will be coming up soon as our web designer gets it taken care of, and we have a new logo that will be coming out soon. That being said, this is going to wrap it up for us for today. As far as regular schedules for the shows go, we don't really, we're still kind of operating under a roughly once a week, give or take a day kind of thing. So just keep an ear to the ground on stuff and just keep watching. That'll do it for us for this week. I am your host, Ryan, sitting in with Josh, Eric, and Darius.
Yep. See ya.
And that will wrap it up for us. Take it easy.